Historically, around 50 species of freshwater mussels made their home in the upper Mississippi River system. However, that number's fallen to around 40 over the years due to commercial clamming, pollution, and invasive species. These freshwater animals play an important role in the river ecosystem by filtering nutrients in the water for insects and fish to feed on. Researchers from multiple agencies are examining whether lowering water levels poses a new threat to mussels. Teresa Newton is heading the study. She's a fisheries biologist with the Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center in La Crosse.
And they tend to live in some of the shallower areas, and so when they draw the water level down, there's concern that some mussels might be stranded in those areas and actually not have any water.
So that's what her crew and their partners with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service aim to find out this summer. They've already begun tracking mussel movements at 12 sites along the river from Winona to Trempealeau. Ashley Hunt is a biological technician helping to monitor the mussels.
So right now, all of our mussels, we place them in the shallow water, and we're going to follow them when the water starts getting shallower and shallower and shallower. We're going to see where they go.
Hunt and her colleagues at the Sciences Center have tagged 240 of them with electronic microchips to track whether they dig into the river bottom or swim out for deeper water.
It's sort of similar to shape and size of a Tylenol capsule, is what I say, and it's attached with Gorilla Glue. Super glued on there. And this is buoyant fly fishing line. The purpose of the fishing line is one for a visual aid, because they're bright yellow and bright orange, so we can see them on the bottom of the river. And the other is, they're all measured exactly 14 inches long. So if they burrow down into the sand, and all we can see is the string, we measure the string, and if the string is 10 inches long, we know that it's burrowed 4 inches down in the sand.
The crew marks mussel positions on the river bottom with plastic pipes that poke out of the water. They'll return each week to measure movement. Scott Yes is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in La Crosse.
We can get a handle on really what will be the impacts and maybe the timing of it. It definitely will have management implications.
Newton of USGS says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and other river managers will have to weigh the costs and benefits of doing drawdowns if they're found to harm mussels.
You know, is the benefit of increased vegetation and the birds and the ducks and the fish that use that vegetation, is that a better service to the river than perhaps what the mussels provide?
Jeff DeZeller leads the Water Level Management Program with the Corps of Engineers out of St. Paul, Minnesota. DeZeller says they've invested many dollars into studies on freshwater mussels because they are a good indicator of the river's health.
We don't have all the answers, but we've really looked into and done a tremendous amount of monitoring, mostly since about 2005, of freshwater mussels. So we've done pool-wide surveys, in other words, done surveys to try and estimate how many mussels there are in a particular pool.
The Corps estimates there are 60 million mussels in the Mississippi River from Winona to Trempealeau. Newton says identifying how many mussels are in the shallow waters of the river will give them an idea of how much of the population may be affected and how to best manage the river to benefit plant and animal life. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.